So I had to take a test today, and they sent me the test and said, this is going to be about 2 hours. Mm-hmm. So I knew it was going to be forever.
Four hours for you.
Yeah, pretty much. But every question, so it had questions like, out of these four things, what do you feel strongest about? What do you feel least strongest about? That in itself is hard.
But like your opinion, like there was no right answer to that. They just were trying to assess your personality?
Most to least. So you have these four to choose from.
Okay.
I need immediate results. People's dislike doesn't really bother me. Mm-hmm. I follow my present objectives. I may not take care of the really important things. And if something has worked in the past, it's better to stick with it.
So they want to know, prioritize like A, B, C, and D, what order you'd put those in.
No, they just want to know most and least. They don't care about the other two.
Okay.
So yeah. I don't know. I don't feel most about anyone.
You do. You care very little about what other people think of you. So that one's number one for you.
Right. I don't need immediate results. It can take time.
Okay. And then I think the least for you, since I know you, is if something worked in the past, it'll work again. Because you're very innovative. You'd like to do things differently every time. So, because something's worked in the past doesn't mean it's going to work now, because you are so into technology. You know things change. So that's probably the least for you.
I know. See, that's the thing, is I think into it. Okay, if something has worked in the past, has it something that worked for me in the past or something that's worked for the company in the past? You know, you got to think all these things through. So every sentence I'm going, I don't know. What do they mean here? Okay, the next one. If threatened, I'll back off rather than fight.
You will. I couldn't answer that one, honestly.
Yeah. Most people would never intentionally deceive you. Okay.
Okay.
Now, am I answering that what I think the company wants me to answer?
Right.
Or am I answering that what I think? I think everybody's out to beat you down. I think 100% people are in it for themselves.
Interesting, because I think the opposite. I think if I'm always up for a fight, so that's me, number one. I would say yes to that one.
Right.
And the second one is, I think people are not interested in deceiving you. I don't think that they think about you or care about you enough. Mm. So I don't think that people are out to get you. I don't think people are out to deceive you. I think that, you know, a push comes to shove. I mean, if there's a mess up, they'll throw you under the bus, but that's not what they're asking. They're asking in general, are people out to get you? And it's like, no one's thinking about you that much. So literally no one's out to get you because they do not even care about you.
It's like what's going on with the administration right now. I don't care about the health of the country. I just care about my bank account. Everybody is out to deceive you. But that's right. Not what the company wants you to say. The company wants to say, no, I trust everybody. I don't trust nobody.
So what did you say? Did you say you trusted everybody?
I think I lied. I answered what I think that they want me to answer.
So this test is not really to assess your personality. It's to assess how much of a liar you're potentially willing to be.
Right. And one question was like, will you step on people to go up in the world?
What'd you say to that?
Yeah, and you say no. You know, no, I want to work as a team. And oh, hell no. In real life, I'm building stairs out of the dead bodies of the people that I walked over. I use their dead bodies as flames to light the way to my new path.
You have a list. They need to know. You have a list of people whose graves you are planning on going to urinate on once they're done,
right?
Once they're gone.
So should I answer the question what I think they want me to answer to get the job, or do I answer the question the way I feel?
Yeah, see, I think that's interesting because I've been through that as well, where I've had bosses and general managers sit down and they ask you very honest questions, you know, and I can't, you know, at this point, I can't hide who I am. I can't even pretend, you know, like when they ask a question, it's something weird and uncomfortable. I'm like, look, let me just tell you right up front. You know what I mean? Like the reason I'm good at what I do is because my personality is a little lacking. Mm-hmm. So if you want someone who's going to be good on the radio and get you ratings, right here. If you want somebody to be your BFF and trust with all your secrets, I'm not your girl. In the end, I guess it is for the company. I want ratings. I want revenue. And that helps the company. So I'm competitive. Yes. Are you competitive? Very, very competitive. Mm-hmm. Am I willing to step on other people? I mean, I'm not a jerk. But, you know, if it comes down to me and someone else, you know.
Right. And I'll tell you a secret.
What?
There's a section on there that was math.
Oh, no.
So it's like all these numbers. It was like -3, -20, -4, -16. What's the next number? No freaking clue. I don't know.
Did you cheat? Did you go on Google and ask Google?
I Googled every question.
Oh, thank God. Okay, good.
I Googled every single one of them because they sent me the test.
See that? Okay. So they're the dumbasses. Although right. I have to say, here's what's interesting. If I'm testing you, I want to see that you can get the right answer by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like calling up your friend who has a degree in math from Harvard or whether it's Googling it, I don't care. Give me the right answer.
And that's what I thought, and that's what I did it. And I didn't want to do wrong answers because that means I'm a dumbass, which I really am. When it comes to math, forget it. I would have known none of them. But Google knew every single one of them.
Right.
They're like, we know this one.
But you always have Google at your fingertips. So anything that comes up in the job, you can just Google the stuff you don't know. And here's the thing. It's the fact that you were willing to do it on your own. You got the answer on your own. That's all I'd want to know.
Right.
You know, can you answer this without the help of a million other people? Because if you put the wrong answer, it just tells me that you're not tech savvy. You don't even know how to get a right answer.
Mm-hmm. And you're stupid because you don't know what 3, -6, 20, and 15 mean. I don't know what the next one is. I have no idea. It's stupid.
I'm impressed. I think you'll do very well on this test.
Yeah, the math part, I know I aced.
And the question about, like, you know, do you lie to get what you want? Right. Do you lie and cheat to get what you want? I hope you said no to that.
See, I just answered what I think they want me to answer. I didn't answer what I wanted to answer. No, I don't trust anybody. I don't want to work with anybody. I want to work by myself, and I don't care about... Nobody's going to help me succeed at this job but me.
Right, and this is kind of like dating. You know, you put your best foot forward. Mm-hmm. You try and be, like, the perfect girlfriend, perfect boyfriend in the very beginning. You know what I mean? You say all the right things. You wear cute outfits. You always shower. You always look good. And then, like, a few months in...
You fart.
First they start noticing, like, oh, she didn't wash her hair today. Oh, yeah. She's got a stain in her shirt. Oh... She was kind of a bitch to my mother. You know what I mean? Like, it all comes out in the wash eventually.
Right. And the two people that are going to hire me, I would walk over their dead bodies to get their job. What are you talking about? I am so not a team player. But when I filled it out, I'm a team player.
Yep.
And I want to work as in a crowd. They didn't put a time limit on the test at all.
So why don't you wait to see me? We could have done this together.
Well, I thought it would be kind of weird if it did take me 18 hours to do the test, even though they said it wasn't a time limit.
Yeah, right.
And
But even that, that's part of the test. It's like, if I send you something at 2, are you turning it around in a half an hour? Or do I have to call you tomorrow and be like, hey, where's that test?
So it's all a test.
It's all a test.